Trial Monitor Test 2. Part 1. An interview with Drew Barrymore. You will hear an interview with popular actress Drew Barrymore. Decide whether the statements 1 to 7 are true, A, or false, B. Script 1. Drew, what is one thing you know now that you wish you had known as a teenager?
But God knows, when I was young, I thought heartbreak was the worst thing ever. I just thought I was going to die. Then I realized I had some good friends who helped me. Those heartaches actually made me stronger and better.
You have taken many risks in your career. What advice can you give teens to overcome their fears?
I think the important thing is to know that everybody feels the same way. If you're in school, some people aren't as nice as others. You just cannot be too worried about what others are thinking of you. You have to be true to yourself. That is the way to happiness and success, no matter what you choose to do in the world.
Do you have any advice for teens who use alcohol or drugs?
I completely understand the desire to have fun, but it doesn't mean using alcohol or drugs is the best fun in life. And actually, need to feel those feelings in order to be stronger and wiser for it. It's like heartbreak or a bad family situation. You have to live through it and know that you really did get through it and become a stronger and better person.
If there is one thing that you could change about your life, what would it be and why?
I would make the paparazzi go away. They are the worst. But that's just my thing. You know, I'm sure someone in some school somewhere is like, I wish that girl in my high school who makes fun of me all the time would have to move to another state. So I understand that feeling, and really, it's the same.
You both acted and directed the film Whip It. What's it about?
I wanted to make a film about young people which deals with their risks, feelings, and fun in a serious way. I think kids are smart, and when films are made about their problems and journeys, they should be treated as importantly as adults.
What would you say to teens who are depressed?
I would just say to go on and find people who are safe and honest, and who will give you love and help you through, because you really can't do everything on your own. You need love and help around you, and to believe that you will get past these hard times. You will. Things will get better. Life is a series of ups and downs, and the good news is that when you're down, it'll always go up again.
Part 2. At the hairdresser's. You will hear a conversation. For the statements 8 to 13, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. There is always only one correct answer. Script 2.
So, what can we do with your hair today?
Well, I'd like to get my hair trimmed a little.
Well, how about today's special?
No.
We'll shampoo, cut and style your hair for one unbelievable price of $7.99. And we'll give you a clean shave and a back massage to help you relax.
Well, I don't know. I'm in a hurry and...
Best service in town.
Okay, I'll have the complete service today. But as I said before, I just want a centimetre taken off the top and sides. That's all.
No problem. Relax. You're in good hands, okay? Here we go. Now, what's this thing for?
Yeah. Wait. You know what you're doing, right?
Relax, sir, relax. I've been doing this for 10... Just relax. So, what do you do for a living?
I'm a bank manager. I've just come to town for a job interview and...
Oops.
Oops? What is the matter? Hey, can I see a mirror?
Nothing to worry about, sir. Relax. It's just the hair trimmer. Okay.
Ouch! My ear. That really hurt. What are you doing?
Nothing to worry about, sir. Relax.
You keep telling me so, but look at all of my hair on the floor. I just wanted a little taken off. I'd like to see a mirror.
Oh, and time for the shampoo. Just lean back and we'll wash your hair away.
Hey, I can't see. I've got shampoo in my eyes. Where's the towel?
Relax, sir. Relax. I'm almost finished.
I'll get finished with you.
Okay. Now, let's dry your hair. Put a little styling gel in it. and now style it a bit. Here we go.
Hey, where is my hair? It's nearly all gone. And what's left turned green. Are you even a licensed hairdresser?
Well, sir, you can get your money back if you're not completely satisfied.
Satisfied? Of course I'm not satisfied. I want to talk to the manager now.
I'm sorry, but he's out to lunch now, so if you...
How in the world can I go to my job interview looking like this? Oh, dear. Is there any place in this town that can fix this damage?
Well, my cousin works just opposite this place.
Sure. I've had enough. Forget it.
Part 3. Harrods. You will hear the text about London's famous department store. Listen and fill in the missing words. Script 3. Harrods is London's most famous department store. The luxurious store is on many tourists' itineraries. They come to admire the magnificent interior and enormous selection. The history of this famous luxury store goes back to 1849, when Charles Henry Harrod opened a grocery in Knightsbridge, at the time a small village just outside London. The department store soon became well known for its high-quality products and excellent service. Harrods used to be known as the store where anything you could think of was for sale. You can purchase anything from historic 18th century dinner plates or giant teddy bears to exquisite caviar. It's best to take your time for a visit to the large store, which spreads out over 7 floors.